Hey everyone. Did you catch the latest move from Michael Saylor? Despite all the market noise, he's doubling down on Bitcoin accumulation. It feels like a massive moment for the space.
Exactly. And with the price hovering right around $66,000, this isn't just a random buy. It sends a significant bullish signal to the whole industry. We have to pay attention here.
It really highlights the power of their strategy. Their treasury is sitting at about $48 billion. But here's where it gets interesting. Their modified net asset value per share has actually dipped below one.
Right. To put that plainly, public shares are trading at a discount compared to the actual Bitcoin value on their books. It creates a really unique dynamic for shareholders right now.
While Saylor has always argued this is just a temporary glitch, not a flaw, that discount opens up some fascinating scenarios. He's choosing direct accumulation over adding leverage or buying back shares.
That's a solid point. And honestly, when a major institutional holder buys in during a consolidation phase like this, it tells smaller investors to hold strong. It shows confidence that the asset can hold value and grow.
It really feels like the tide is turning for corporate adoption. By buying when shares are cheap, they're just increasing their stake in the network while managing capital efficiency.
That aligns perfectly with the broader trend we're seeing across public companies integrating digital assets. But we can't ignore the risks. The market is still sensitive to macro news and regulation.
So, while Saylor's confidence is definitely noteworthy, everyone should do their own research before jumping in.
Absolutely. The convergence of a massive treasury, a trading discount, and continued accumulation points toward a resilient outlook for digital assets. Just keep an eye on those quarterly reports to see if the strategy evolves.